Welcome to the Jukebox, Centennial College's All Request Radio Show. I am your host, Zach Murillo. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. It was a beautiful day, guys. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and the earth was not a big ball of fire. Yes, the prediction that the world would end May 21st, this long weekend, was complete BS. I'm sorry. I am religious, I do believe in God, but this was complete BS from the very beginning. I did not believe what everybody was saying, that this would be Judgment Day. People have been saying it's going to be Judgment Day for years. For years, guys, and no one's caught up to all this propaganda. They just want attention. They just want to get their message out there. So I've stopped paying attention to all that crap. So what I have here for you is a clip of a news story about this, posted the day before Judgment Day, quote unquote. It is about the predictions made by this man, Harold Camping, the president of Family Radio, a religious radio company down in the States. Here, I'll play the news clip for you guys now.
A tough Saturday, according to one religious group in the U.S. By the calculations of Family Radio, today is Judgment Day and the end of the world. RT's Kelly and Ford followed them on their mission to spread the doomsday prophecy.
Have you heard the awesome news?
Watch for what?
The world is ending.
Death, destruction, that's all you can see.
9 months ago, Eddie and Jessica Ramos hit the road to tell people just that.
Me and my wife agreed that this was the best way to do what we are supposed to do according to what the Bible is telling us to do, to warn the people.
Their three daughters travel with them.
I homeschooled at one point. They were in school for a little bit, and then now that it's towards the end, we decided to pull them out and keep them with us as much as possible.
Jessica and Eddie aren't alone. Theirs is just one of four caravans roaming the country preaching the apocalypse. They believe the world is ending May 21st and that it's their duty to warn the people. Harold Camping, the 89-year-old founder of Family Radio, used a series of biblical calculations to arrive at May 21st, 2011. Camping did predict the end once before, in September 1994. Camping's prediction has since been branded on buses, billboards, t-shirts.
This is the greatest and the biggest advertising campaign in the world. There's never been anything like this before, since God created this world. The Bible promised that everybody, all nations, will get this message before May 21st, 2011.
And everything in between, including Gary Vollmer's SUV, which he drives every day to his job at the Department of Homeland Security.
This is a vehicle I had wrapped. It was about 2 years ago. I actually had the work done on it, and it's pronouncing the Lord's work of Judgment Day. We actually have a depiction here. This is actually a depiction of the California plate actually sinking into the ocean. This is actually a depiction of fire, and it's talking about how the Lord is going to bring down fire and brimstone upon the earth in the day of destruction.
According to Camping, the day of destruction will begin with a giant rolling earthquake at the International Dateline and travel around the world, killing millions.
But before that happens, all the true believers will be caught up to be with Christ, and they won't experience what's going to happen here for 5 months. death, sorrow, suffering, and pain.
Meanwhile, those who know they'll be left behind, like these atheists, are already making plans of their own, offering to buy on Craigslist raptured people's possessions and dog sit for those called up to heaven. The listeners of Family Radio say it's impossible the world won't end, but for now, we'll have to see what tomorrow brings. Kaylin Ford, RT, Washington, D.C.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're hearing that story and thinking, what a complete load. And I completely agree with you. I'm actually on the side of those people who are deciding to buy the possessions and dog sit for those who would supposedly go to heaven during the rapture. Other people who did not, who also believed in the rapture but did not go so far as to sell all their stuff, decided to buy everything they wanted. So as you can probably tell, there were a lot of purchases made over the long weekend. Lots of sports cars, lots of fancy items, whatever. People were spending to their heart's content, and everybody else was thinking, wow, you are going to regret this in about, 2 hours. I know, I was sitting up in my cottage. I look at the clock, and it says 5:30, and I'm like, and I start giggling to myself. My brother goes up to me, what are you laughing about? And I say to him, I'm just thinking that in half an hour, 20,000 people in the United States are going to be looking very stupid. So, I think we should get on to some music, let you guys think about that. While I play this next song, I'm going to post the link to that video for you guys so you can check that out. I want to know is, did you guys believe in this rapture nonsense that was supposed to happen this Saturday? I personally didn't. I know a lot of people who did not. But I want to know if you guys did. As you guys are thinking about that, here is AC/DC with Hell's Bells. One song that I know a lot of people were listening to over the long weekend. You are listening to The Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio show, celebrating that the world did not end. Thank you. And that was a dedication to all those people out there who are feeling really stupid right now for thinking that the world was actually going to end this Saturday. That was Hell's Bells by AC/DC. So I was reading a little bit more into this rapture nonsense and who actually thought that this was going to end. The man, Harold Camping, founder and leader of Family Radio, a religious radio group down in the United States, said that he came up to this idea by reading through Bible passages that he said led to his conclusion that the world was going to end May 21st. Well, a couple of days after, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, he released a statement saying that he was not wrong about the world ending on May 21st, only that it's the beginning of the end, saying that Judgment Day has actually begun, that it has begun on May 21st and will actually continue until October 21st, saying that God is watching over us throughout these months and will pass judgment on those who are faithful and those who are not on October 21st. So it's going to take a couple months before the world actually ends. I think this is just more complete nonsense that this guy is spewing out, just so that he doesn't look like a complete idiot. And also, part of his statement was that he sincerely apologizes and is praying for all those who spent their money on whatever they bought, on cars, on girls, on beer, on whatever, spent their money, or even donated it to the church, to his church, to family, to also to Family Radio, but he's not going to be nice enough to give it all back. Yeah, I can see why people would say this is a hoax, why this is a stunt, why he did this just for the money. A lot of people are saying, no, he's right. It's going to happen October 21st. Repent now. But no. Let me know what you guys think. But for now, I think I'm just going to celebrate that we're still alive. So next up for you, I've got the Black Eyed Peas, Sean Kingston, Pitbull, and Cascada. We're going to party it up now. Hope you guys enjoy. This is The Jukebox, celebrating that the world has not ended.
Let's do it. live. Tonight's the night. Hey. Let's live it up.
She get it poppin' like it, drop it, that birthday cake. Got a candle, Yeah. horizon, I'm about to explode. Watch me, I'm intoxicated, taking the show. It's got me hypnotized, everybody step aside. Still at night, your eyes, feel it under your skin. Time is right, keep it tight, cause it's coming again. Love can't stop, cause it feels like an overdose.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio show. I'm your host, Zach Murillo. Now, as many of you have probably heard, if you didn't tune in earlier, this Saturday was supposed to be the end of the world, according to Family Radio's CEO. I can't remember his name right now. Sorry, but according to Family Radio, it was supposed to be the end of the world. Oh. Right, sorry, Mr. Camping. It was supposed to be the end of the world. It was supposed to be Judgment Day. It was on May 21st. Unfortunately for them, it did not come true. However, they were able to get a kind of money grab from all their from all of Family Radio's followers. They got thousands of dollars in donations. They got hundreds more followers to their cause, and they were able to get tens of thousands of people to spend all their money and welfare on useless items they wouldn't normally get. Now all of these people are thinking, wow, we are such idiots for buying all these things. There were even people on Kijiji and eBay going up and auctioning off people's stuff who thought they were going to die on the rapture. And other people were going to keep pets of people who were going to survive, who were going to pass on in the rapture. I just thought the whole thing was a big bunch of BS from the very get-go. As soon as I heard that this Saturday was supposed to be the end of the world, I'm like, figures, it has to be on a long weekend where everybody's planning stuff. Oh well, I'll just forget about it and do my regular planned stuff. Okay, so a lot of people now, I've been hearing, this whole week is being dedicated to partying now that the world has not ended. However, what some people have not realized is that Mr. Camping has made another prediction that the world is actually supposed to end on on October 21st this year. Yes, in a couple of months, it's supposed to be the end of the world. Yet again. I don't believe it. I hope you guys don't believe it, otherwise you guys are going to waste all your money if you already haven't before this long weekend. If you're like me and you didn't believe in any of this junk, good for you! We're going to celebrate with some Euro music. Right now we have Z Express, we've got Alice DJ, Venga Boys, DJ Sammy, and loads more. Hope you guys enjoy. This is The Jukebox.
like to party. Party.
I've got new
Listening to The Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio show, with your host, Zach Murillo.
Guys, you are listening to The Jukebox, Centennial College's all-request radio show, with your host, Zach Murillo. So as many of you probably know, this weekend was supposed to be the rapture, the end of the world. Sorry guys, but it did not happen. Sorry to all those hardcore believers out there who thought they could mess with us and make us waste all our money. Well, not all of us. Some of you guys out there did believe in this and thought that the world would end. I did not. Unfortunately, this wraps up this week's episode of The Jukebox. Tune in next week, guys, for another awesome show. I'm going to leave you now with some Britney Spears' Till the World Ends, and after that, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO, Lauren Bennett, and Goon Rock. Hope y'all guys all have a good night, and party on for the rest of the week. Because that is what we are doing now, celebrating surviving the end of the world. I'm Zach Morello, signing off. This is Britney Spears and LMFAO. Yeah.
in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Push it. Put your hands up.